For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Amid a growing anger over his tough immigration policy, President Trump made the trip to Capitol Hill to discuss immigration reform legislation with House Republicans.
These are laws that have been broken for many years, decades, and we had a great meeting.
The talks came during increasing backlash over the president's zero-tolerance approach at the southern border, a policy that's resulted in more than 2,300 children being taken away from their parents.
He really wants to make sure we can reunify families, and the bill that we worked on with the president does just that.
As the meeting ended, some members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus shouted at President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The U.S. is leaving the U.N. Human Rights Council. Human Rights Watch Director John Sifton.
There wasn't really a good strategic or legal reason to do this. A lot of institutions are flawed, including the United States government. You don't just pull out because you're disappointed that an entity has flaws. You try to fix it.
The European Union says the move undermines the role of the U.S. as a champion and supporter of democracy on the world stage. Heavy rain caused flash flooding in Minnesota and in Michigan. In Houghton, Michigan, a 12-year-old boy was killed after flooding caused the basement of his house to collapse. Governor Rick Snyder.
These are difficult times, and this is where it's important we all rally as Michiganders to help one another just as good neighbors and citizens. But we will be looking to say, how do we do these assessments? How can we talk to the federal government? What resources are available? So we're working hard on that process.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A new report out from the CDC is showing that smoking cigarettes is now hitting an all-time low. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The number of Americans who smoke cigarettes reaching the lowest level ever recorded. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which reports just under 14% of Americans smoked in 2017. In cities, the rate was 11%. It's twice that in rural areas. But 50 years ago, more than 40% of Americans were smokers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal immigration officials arrested more than 100 workers suspected of using false or stolen identification at an Ohio meat supplier. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security agents executed a search warrant for the Freshmark meat processing plant in Salem to arrest employees for immigration violations. According to Homeland Security Special Agent Steve Francis, unlawful employment is one of the key magnets drawing illegal aliens across our borders. Francis said most of the employees arrested at the location were from Guatemala and will be held in facilities in Michigan and Ohio as they await proceedings. Some employees may be released on humanitarian grounds, including health concerns or the well-being of their family members. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.